Welcome to your GCSE Religious Studies Revision Guide. I'm your tutor for this session, and today we're tackling one of the most profound and essential beliefs in Christianity, the Trinity. It might sound complex, but by the end of this 10-minute podcast, you'll understand the core concepts, know how to answer exam questions effectively, and be able to avoid the common mistakes that cost other candidates marks. The Trinity is central to understanding the nature of God in Christianity, so getting this right is a huge step towards a top grade. Let's get started. First, what is the Trinity? The core definition you must remember is, Christians believe in one God who exists as three distinct but equal persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The key word here is persons. Examiners want to see you use this specific theological term. Don't say parts of God, as that's incorrect. The foundational statement for this belief comes from the Nicene Creed, a source of wisdom and authority you should absolutely name drop in your exam answers. The creed states that the Son is of one substance with the Father, which is crucial for explaining how they are both fully God, yet distinct. Think of it as unity in diversity. One God, three persons. To help visualize this, imagine the shield of the Trinity diagram. It shows the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in three circles, all connected to a central circle that says God. Arrows between the outer circles are labeled is not, so the Father is not the Son, but arrows from the outer circles to the center are labeled is, the Father is God. This is a fantastic way to explain the relationship. The Bible provides evidence for this doctrine. The most important account for your exam is the baptism of Jesus in Matthew's Gospel. Here you have all three persons present at once. Jesus, the Son, is being baptized, the Holy Spirit descends like a dove, and the voice of the Father is heard from heaven saying, "This is my Son, whom I love." Another key text is the Great Commission, where Jesus tells his disciples to go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. This single name reinforces the idea of one God, but the three distinct persons are all listed. Each person also has a distinct role. The Father is primarily understood as the Creator, the one who brought the universe into being. The Son, Jesus Christ, is the Savior or Redeemer, who became incarnate, that's God in human form, to save humanity. And the Holy Spirit is the sustainer and guide, the presence of God in the world today, empowering the church. Remember, Creator, Savior, Sustainer. That's a simple way to link the persons to their roles. Now for the crucial exam technique. Examiners for WJXE love to see precision. A common mistake candidates make is to describe the Trinity as three separate gods. This is a heresy called tritheism, and it will lose you marks. Another error is modalism, the idea that God is just one person who wears different masks or modes at different times. This is also incorrect. The three persons are co-eternal and coexist simultaneously. To get top marks, you must avoid these pitfalls and use your sources of wisdom and authority, your soa. Don't just say the Bible says. Cite Matthew 3 or the Nicene Creed specifically. For discuss or evaluate questions, you could explore the idea that the Trinity is a mystery beyond human understanding, yet it is essential for making sense of Christian beliefs about salvation and God's relationship with the world. Always link the doctrine to worship. For example, Christians are baptized in the name of the Trinity, and prayers in church services often end with a Trinitarian formula. Ready for a quick recall quiz? This is to help you practice retrieving the key facts. I'll ask a question, pause, and then give the answer. 1. What is the name of the creed that gives the foundational definition of the Trinity? The Nicene Creed. 2. What are the three distinct persons of the Trinity? The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. 3. What is the name of the heresy that claims God is three separate gods? Tritheism. 4. Which event in Jesus' life recorded in Matthew's Gospel provides clear evidence for all three persons of the Trinity being present at once? The baptism of Jesus. 5. What is the primary role of God the Son, Savior or Redeemer? So, to summarize, for your WJGCSE exam, you need to know that the Trinity is one God in three co-equal and co-eternal persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You must be able to explain their distinct roles as Creator, Savior, and Sustainer. You need to back up your points with specific evidence from the Nicene Creed and the baptism of Jesus. And finally, you must avoid the common errors of tritheism and modalism by being precise with your language. That's it for this session. Keep practicing those recall questions, and you'll be well on your way to securing top marks. Thanks for listening.